This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, bad week for the left. It's bad week for the FBI. The formerly venerable organization got body slammed by Horowitz, and there's bad news to follow. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Good news for you, Americanskis. Well, you're slowly becoming Americans again. You're no longer Americanskis, Americanskis, you're no longer Americanos. You're just Americans. You got somebody fighting for you, fighting against the social justice nonsense that's happening in this country and around the world. All kinds of good news. Wow. Coming from Britain, Boris Johnson, the Donald Trump of Britain, winning in a landslide. Take that, all the anti-Brexit people. Britain wants its sovereignty back. For the record, so does every other country. Because it only makes sense. You know what kind of sense it makes? Let's all say it together. Common sense. I have no problem visiting Ireland and then having them go, "We love Ireland. Ireland is amazing. Ireland, Ireland, Ireland." You go there to get a piece of the culture of the Irish. I happen to be 11% Irish, for those of you who don't know. You go there for that. You don't go there so it can be one global nation. You go there because you want to experience the luck of the leprechaun. You want to see if these Irish really are the stereotypical drinkers, they say, and the fighters and whatever else. You go there for that culture. And you want them to be proud. The Irish, well, we've got McGregor. McGregor and McGregor and McCracken and McCracken and Brother, and he will beat you up and he'll do this. And he's the first Irish to do such and such. Great. I want to hear about it. I want to hear somebody tout their thing from their perspective, whatever their thing is. That's why you travel. You don't travel so they can go, "Hey, America, man, hey, listen, we used to be Irish, but now we're all Americans and we're all this or that." I travel to China just to talk to Chinese. "Oh, Kevin, you do not know what happened here." Okay, tell me. You know, you go to immerse yourself in what? What? Somebody help me here. The culture, yes, thank you very much. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get in on the action. FBI body slam, Democrats getting body slammed. I wonder, Ray eventually is going to get fired for cause. That decision will be long overdue. Another deep state Democrat leftist swamp rat. Head of the FBI. "Oh, he replaced so-and-so. He replaced Comey. And he's a straight-laced guy." As they always say, when somebody, he's the straightest guy in Washington. He's the best. He's amazing. That's what they said of Mueller. That's what they said of all of these clowns. Ray is a piker. The guy before him, John Huber. John Huber was a Hillary Clinton sycophant who was ready to exonerate her. So was Rosenstein, all of them. I wonder what Rosenstein's thinking and doing right now. Wasn't he was the one who felt that a coup of the president was warranted. He wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment on the president of the United States. But why? "Oh, I don't like his ideology. I don't like his policies." Barack Obama was the most incompetent person who ever sat his butt in the Oval Office. I didn't like his policies, but I would never condone a coup of him. Never. Now, I'll tell you this. If we knew all of the scandals that this guy was involved in, if we held him to the same standard of Donald Trump, he would have been run out on a rail. How many presidents, you know, can say to the Russian president, "Listen, after I get elected again, when I cheat, we can talk about this other stuff that you were talking about." Do you think if Donald Trump had said that the Democrats would have just overlooked it? The Republicans overlooked it because they were like, "Well, let's hope he doesn't get reelected. I know that's what I was thinking." And I didn't know what he was talking about, but it didn't rise to the level of impeachment. But that's what these clowns want to do. I'm going to tell you something. I would hate to be Comey and team in 2020. Talk about a year that's going to give America 2020 vision. Maybe that's why Trump saved it. Saved all of this stuff because he says, I'm about to give you some clarity, America. I'm about to give you 2020 vision of what the Democrats did to try to subvert a duly elected president. They went after him before he ever even won. They were going to make sure he never won. That is why Hillary Clinton didn't campaign. That's why she didn't go to all those other states. That's why they told us Texas is in play. That's why they told us he can't win Wisconsin. He won't win Wisconsin. That's why Hillary Clinton was a piker. It was cooked already. It was dyed in the wool. Donald Trump would never be president. And it blew their ever-loving little feeble pea-brain minds when he got elected. So now, we got impeached from day one. Impeach, 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 impeach. And what have they done? They've taken it to the nth degree. Gone as far as they can go. And from what I hear, I'm going to be wrong in my prediction of a House vote on impeachment. They want to do the House vote. I said on this radio program, only a first-class moron, I'm talking about a clown of the highest order, would take this thing to that level of conclusion. And what did the Democrats do? They proved to be first-class morons and clowns of the highest order. Which, I have to tell you, that I did leave 1% in there that they would invoke the clown initiative. And they did it. But I'm not mad. Not mad at all. A House vote on impeachment, you want to know what it is? It's really bad news for the Democrats. But it's worse than that. It is a sign of desperation. So much so, I ask myself, is desperation a new perfume that I'm not aware of? Because I smell it in the air every time I hear a Democrat, every time I see them on TV. What's that smell? It's the smell of desperation. You didn't really realize that there is a smell to desperation, did you? See, I've been in sales a long time. And my boss would say, I want you to go out and buy cars, buy houses, shoot your money, because I want you working hard. I want you always having to get out there and hustle for that sale. But see, what I would say to her is, there's another side to that story. You better remember, you get a salesman too poor, and he has the stench of desperation. He becomes a dude who goes, I gotta get this sale. I gotta win it. Oh my gosh. And guess what? Your clients can smell it. They know when to bargain with you when you have the smell of desperation. We got a lot to talk about today on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what order to go to discuss all of the happenings of the past week or so, and what I predict is going to be happening in the weeks leading into Christmas and New Year. Here's what I can tell you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'm not talking about Happy New Year for 2020. Happy New Year for 2019. Thank God for this year. Now, I know, taking a long time, right, Carl? Taking a long time. Who's the other guy that contacts the show a lot? Anyway, it's taking a while, right? It's taking a while to get all this stuff done. That's okay. It's like a good slow cooker. You ever cook something in a slow cooker? Makes that meat really good and tasty. Democrats, I hope you get slow cookers, crock pots for Christmas. Because when you eat crow, you need to cook it slow. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Look, there are so many great signs for conservatives. You want to know some of the great signs? Should we do a year in review and tell you Mueller was going to shut down Donald Trump? Donald Trump was going to be in prison, right? What happened to old crazy Bob Mueller? Nothing. Mr. Straight Lace, he was a great representative, fair on both sides of the aisle, whatever. He torpedoed the Democrats. Democrats decided, hey, we're going to do some impeachment. Well, we got all these different things happening. It went, impeachment is a, I must say, it is an albatross around their necks. Donald Trump is getting better and better poll numbers every time they say the word. Good news across the board for you people. To give me a Democrat that can beat Trump. In September, they claimed every one of them head-to-head can beat Trump. Put a gun to a Democrat's head, metaphorically, okay, and ask them, who do you pick? Who do you think can beat Donald Trump? They know nobody can. Tell them, tell me who can beat Donald Trump. Then go show them the latest poll. You got good news coming for you. You want to know what some of the best news? I normally don't talk about stuff across the pond. I normally don't. I don't care what's going on in Britain. I don't care what's going on in France. They care about our politics. You want to know why? Because you matter. You, the American citizen, matter. These other world citizens don't really matter. And I'm not degrading them. I'm not demeaning them. They don't matter. In the scheme of things, you are productive. You set the course for everything that's going to happen in the world. And you know what you did? You elected a president who did the same. The Democrats don't know how to handle it. We have a leader. We have somebody who the world follows. And you know who followed? Britain. Britain followed. Boris Johnson. Here, I'm going to read this. Landslide victory called a preview for America's 2020 election of Donald Trump. You know who's going to get reelected. Here's what they said. There was a huge development in the world of politics this week, and it wasn't impeachment. Boris Johnson, a clone of President Donald Trump and his conservative party, the Republicans of Britain, won in a landslide of epic proportions. The writer of this at Town Hall said, this is a canary in the coal mine. Surefire preview of what's to come in America next November. I've been busy predicting a Johnson landslide in the United Kingdom on my national radio and TV show for weeks. How did I know? Because UK liberals are clones of the loony, radical, America-hating leftists dominating the Democratic Party in the United States. Britain often represents a look ahead to America's future. Back in 79, Margaret Thatcher was elected British Prime Minister. Next came Ronald Reagan in the U.S. Back in 2016, Brexit passed against all odds. Then came Trump's huge upset. Now conservatives have won a stunning landslide in the U.K. Next up, Trump's re-election. See, excellence is being exported again in the United States. Our points of view on the world. And you want to know why our points of view matter? Because we are the most civilized country in the world. We are driven by God in many of the things that we do, and we get rewarded for it. Countries pay attention. Name me a country. There's almost 200 countries. Excuse me. Getting all choked up. Name me a country who matters more than us. Name one. Russia. Whatever. China. Name one. There isn't one. Name all the superpowers. Combine a few of them. Do they matter more than us? The answer is no. All these other countries are dealing, you know, they always criticize, oh, the United States has lack of this and lack of that and lack of this. I can name you 10 civilized countries that have far worse. Oh, United States and climate change. Come look at our air compared to China. Go to any industrialized city anywhere in the world, compare our air. Then go to the non-industrialized. Go to Indonesia. I had a friend of mine, he was in Indonesia, went in the ocean. Something in the ocean got on him. He had a rash that it took him a year to get rid of. A year. He said, it was full of litter. He goes, I should have known. His name is Chris, world traveler, nastiest place. Said one of the, he just came back and said, man, I would never do that again. Now this is the ocean. This isn't some lake that they've polluted or whatever. This is the ocean, full of debris. People just throw their crap in there. They don't care. These people are not stewards of the world and of the environment. We are. We are the name whatever it is that you want to glorify. Oh, it's the environment. We're the best. Protect the animals. We're the best. Protecting the waterways, the air. You name. We are the best. But the left will make you think we're the biggest polluters. biggest violators of human rights as Muslims are cutting off people's heads because they're Christians or who knows, for whatever reason. Don't even get me going on the jihad report. Anyway, they said Trump campaigned on the simple message to middle class Americans, make America great. Johnson campaigned on a simple message to the British middle class, get Brexit done. Meaning, we're getting out of here. We're going to get our sovereignty back. There's not a country on the planet worth its weight in gold that isn't willing to say, we want our country to be the best. That's what you should strive for. Doesn't mean you're going to be. What do you want for your kids? You want your kids to be the best, right? You put your kids in competition. You want to know something? Let's just be honest with each other on the Kevin Jackson Show, okay? Most of the time, our kids are not the best. But it isn't that we don't want it for them. When my kid goes to run, play baseball, or whatever, you know what I'm cheering for? My kid. And you know what? He's rarely the best. He rarely is. I'll be blunt. I'll help you out. My kid is rarely the best. But you know what he does? He goes out there and he tries hard. And he represents. And you know what you tell him in the end? I just wanted you to give 100% effort. Effort. That's all you want. That's all we want from every country in the world. Give 100% effort. So what? You're not the number one country. Give the effort. But Democrats don't want that. Leftists don't want to. Let's all be one world. One world, and we can all share in the glory of this or that. Bull. It doesn't work in real life. Hey, kids, let's not worry about running that race or playing that game or those grades or anything. And let me tell you what the left will do. Once they fool you into believing that they care about you, then they're going to run over you. That's what they're going to do. They're going to give their kids a leg up. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Speaking at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Esper says the stories of the American soldiers who fought to stand against tyranny will never be forgotten.
We are gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
Congress is expected to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's tough to make that out, but that was Democrat Representative Spanberger meeting with her constituents, and she was saying that the president did some really, really bad things, and her constituents are going, it's crap. And it gets to the point where she finally says, look, we just need to move on from this subject. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats all over the country, folks, are catching pure H-E double crooked socks. Here's Democrat Slotkin of Michigan. She gets booed over lies.
The issue that got to me was this idea that the president, the most powerful man in the world, reached out to a foreign leader, and asked him to dig up dirt on an American.
I want you to understand, everybody, what you're witnessing here is the Tea Party movement back in 2009. When I first went to a meeting, it was Russ Carnahan was a congressman in Missouri, and they were talking about Obamacare, and I shouted out, if it's so good, why don't you want it? And it was on Hannity and it was on Limbaugh and everywhere else, and nobody ever credited me for it. But that was the beginning of people going, you're not just going to sell us on this stuff. So the Democrats all over the country are catching absolute H-E double crooked socks over impeachment because they're getting it. Their constituents are going, wait a minute. And look, I don't know the makeup. Some of these people, I guarantee you, are Republicans going to these deals. But they're still confronting these Democrats. And these legislators don't know. They're going, what? You don't like my vote? Oh, my gosh. It's gonna show up a lot more than they believe. And I already talked about the signs, folks. The signs are things like Boris Johnson winning in Britain. Not just winning in a landslide. Look at the polling on impeachment. I think it was Quinnipiac had the first poll that had President Trump ahead in impeachment at 52%. I promise you, the people that support the president is well into the 60%. Don't believe the 50s at all. That was the first poll. It was reported on ABC or NBC. First poll that shows the president ahead in impeachment. Trust me, he's been polling ahead in impeachment for a long time. Saw one article that said, the bar has been set low. How can you operate as a president if you can be impeached for a phone call to the head of state where you are using your negotiation power as the person who sets our foreign policy, and in doing so, the Democrats want to impeach you? But if it goes to the Senate, right? What's going to happen there? Not much. So there's so many clips here we have of various people talking. Here's Gates, and I think it may be Gates gave one of the best speeches. You probably heard it, but it's worth hearing a thousand times. So let's play at least some of that.
Speaker Pelosi said there must be evidence that is compelling and bipartisan. Chairman Nadler said impeachment should not be partisan. And tonight, they stubbornly defy the standard that they set for themselves.
We've heard a lot of very distracting facts about what Hunter Biden may or may not have done, about all kinds of things, about what our members may have said 3-4 years ago. All of that is irrelevant. All of that is irrelevant.
So at the end, that's Jerry Nadler saying, you know, when we talked about impeachment vote shouldn't be done on a partisan basis, and it should be, you know, really rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, etc. Yeah, we know we said that a while back, but we don't care. That doesn't matter here. See, that's the double standard that not only do you see, because you have this thing called everybody together, common sense, but now other Democrats are beginning to see. They're seeing how their party operates, how once they set their sights on getting somebody, it's get them at all costs. And you know what it translates to? What if this were me? What if I weren't a billionaire president? Well, let me go ahead and explain it to you, you leftist morons. If you weren't a billionaire president, you'd be in prison. If a Democrat like Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer wants you in prison, pack your bags, say your goodbyes, close out every part of your life as a free person, because they will take away your freedom. That's what we were telling you. It's unbelievable to watch these people at work. Gates went on, he had it's about a 5-minute clip, we're not going to play it, but he excoriated these guys. I think we played it the other day, but it was amazing how, you know, and look, I don't even want to give the guy that much credit, because it's common sense. He's asking very basic questions. There's a couple of other things. Here's Cruz questioning Horowitz. Terrible week for the FBI. Here's Horowitz admitting everything that we've been talking about.
Let me read on page 256 of the OIG report, the final paragraph. Consistent with the Inspector General Act of 1978 and following OIG's discovery that the OGC attorney had altered the email that he sent to the supervising agent, who thereafter relied on it to swear out the final FISA application. So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email, that is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
Now, you have worked in law enforcement a long time. Is the pattern of a Department of Justice employee altering evidence and submitting fraudulent evidence that ultimately gets submitted to a court, is that commonplace? Is that typical?
I have not seen an alteration of an email end up impacting a court document like this.
In any ordinary circumstance, if a private citizen did this, mm-hmm. fabricated evidence, and by the way, what he inserted was not just slightly wrong, it was 180 degrees opposite what the evidence said. So the intelligence agency said this guy is a source, and he inserted this guy is not a source. If a private citizen did that in any law enforcement investigation, if they fabricated evidence and reversed what it said, in your experience, would that private citizen be prosecuted for fabricating evidence, be prosecuted for obstruction of justice, be prosecuted for perjury?
They certainly would be considered for that if there was an intentional effort to deceive the court. On this one, I'm going to defer, because as we noted here in the sentence you indicated, we referred that over to the Attorney General and the FBI Director for handling.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. For OE of little faith, that last comment that Horowitz made is the most critical piece of the puzzle. See, what he said is, I'm not going to answer that, because all I'm supposed to do is gather evidence, but we have made our referrals, and we turn that over to the Department of Justice and the AG. A very different Department of Justice than there was before, right? A very different AG than there was before. See, now we're going to get to what, in the country, we will take the testicles off of animals. Well, we're getting to that point right now with Congress, with some of these people involved in this. Yeah, we're definitely removing all doubt. I'll put it that way. Referrals are coming. This is the biggest political crime in American history. And here's what's most interesting to me about it. We all know it, and the Democrats want you to ignore it. If this were flipped, and we were talking about Republicans, if you think the Democrats would ignore this, you'd be crazy, number one. And number two, if you think the Republicans would be trying to cover this up to this degree, you'd be crazy. It wouldn't happen. Democrats will be all over President Bush, President Trump, whomever that was trying to do this against President Clinton, President Obama. They'd be all over it, and so would we. But they're doing this right in your face. I want you to understand the level of hubris it takes for somebody to say, I don't even care what you think. I don't care what your common sense tells you. I don't care what you know. Based on connecting the dots with your ability to discern, your logical ability to figure things out, I don't care what you say. I'm still going to sell you a lie. I'm going to take this lie to the nth degree. The only people I know who do this are children and Democrats. If you're a Democrat listening to this program and you can stomach what's happening to your party, I don't even know what to say about you. There is no word for you. Maybe lying skank would be the word I would apply, but there is no real words that I would apply to you because I would never do this. I don't even know people who would do this. I'm talking about the people that are my friends, the people that I associate with. We wouldn't do it. Anyway, we got some connective tissue on this Steele dossier when we get back.
Keep this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats better lie on this fake dossier, and they all know that the jig is up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They knew this Christopher Steele dossier was junk, yet they went ahead with it. Here's a, in 2017, this is CNN, we got a mashup, but here's the CNN in 2017 talking about the Steele dossier.
We have some breaking news now. CNN has learned new information about that ongoing investigation into those allegations raised in a collection of memos created by a former British intelligence agent at the time he made the memos for political opponents of then-candidate Donald Trump. Jim Sciutto and Evan Perez have been working the story. And Jim, let's start with you. What precisely have investigators learned?
Well, Jake, for the first time, U.S. investigators say that they have corroborated some of the communications detailed in a 35-page dossier compiled by a former British intelligence agent. CNN was first to report last month that then-President-elect Donald Trump and President Barack Obama were briefed on the existence of the memos prior to the inauguration. Until now, U.S. officials have said that none of the content or allegations have been verified. But now, Multiple current and former U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials tell CNN that intelligence intercepts of foreign nationals confirmed that some of the conversations described in the dossier took place between the same individuals on the same days and from the same locations as detailed in the dossier. We should be clear that CNN has not confirmed the content of the calls or whether any of the content relates to then-candidate Trump. And none of the newly learned information relates, I should say, to the salacious allegations in the dossier. The corroboration based on intercepted communications has given U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, quote, greater confidence in the credibility of some aspects of the dossier as they continue to actively investigate its contents, these sources say. Reach for comment this afternoon, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said, quote, we continue to be disgusted by CNN's fake news reporting. Spokesman for the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence had no comment.
And unfortunately, we clipped it off, but Jake Tapper comes back on and says something like, well, sure, yeah, they only call it fake news when they don't like what we report. Yeah. So here's a mashup of all of the things that these people were saying about the Steele dossier. Now, that's bad enough, but before I get to that, let me say this. First of all, they said, we have corroborated this. Remember, CNN was first to report. Then they said, both presidents were briefed on this nonsense, okay? Then they said, now, multiple former and current intelligence officials confirmed. Here's what I'd like to know. Who are these people that confirmed this bogus BS dossier? I would really like to know. And then here's what I love the best. They got corroboration, they say, based on intercepted communications, their sources say. Yeah. All of this is corroborated. This was December of 2017. 2 years ago, they are telling us this thing is golden. This Steele dossier is absolutely golden. Now, here's the mashup of all these different media outlets talking about the Steele dossier.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier, which was paid for.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meeting.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier, although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven. It's a fact that none of it, not one word has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven. Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
How much more of that do you need to hear? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Holy cow. How much more of that do you need to hear? When you're considering everything that you get as news, I want you to remember this moment. We have a fake, phony dossier, and the media sold it. You know what they did? They were parrots. There was no investigative reporting. They were told what to say, and they said it. And it was, the folks, if you see the video, it's multiple anchors, multiple hosts, multiple people saying the same crap. And you know what it all turned out to be? Exactly the four-letter word I just mentioned, crap. Here's Inspector General Horowitz himself talking about this dossier.
For example, the Crossfire Hurricane Team obtained information from Steele's primary subsource in January 2017 that raised significant questions about the reliability of the Steele reporting. This was particularly noteworthy because the FISA applications relied entirely on information from the primary subsources reporting to support the allegation that Page was coordinating with the Russian government on 2016 U.S. presidential election activities. However, the FBI did not share this information with department lawyers, and it was therefore omitted from the last two renewal applications.
The whole thing, folks, is a pack of lies. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to? I want to play this clip of Graham asking Horowitz about vindication of Comey, because he's been running around pounding his chest saying he's been vindicated, and it's far from it. It's a big fat lie, and it's typical of the Democrats who are caught in the largest, the most egregious political scandal in the history of this country. In the history of this country. The number of people who are part of this cover-up, including this fourth estate, the media, who is supposed to be the watchdog of the American people, and you just heard how they are part of the cabal. But here's Lindsey Graham asking Horowitz about this.
Former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. Let's run.
That can be good news for Comey. As I said, bad week for the FBI, bad week for the Democrats, bad week for James Clapper, bad week for John Brennan, bad week for Hillary Clinton, bad week for McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, etc. Bad week for them all. Lisa Page wants to sue the FBI, right, and the DOJ. How dare you guys release my records? How dare you? How dare you release my records? Well, hey, Lisa, if you're going to sue the FBI, you might want to start by suing Strzok's wife. She's the one who released your records. We'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, bad news across the board for the FBI. The entirety of Obama's Department of so-called Justice, that was not a Department of Justice. It was a well-orchestrated coup that depended upon Hillary Clinton winning, and they were so cocky, they thought it would happen no matter what. And you're listening to Horowitz, who, by the way, if he'd done his job, which technically he can't make this criminal, but whatever referrals that he's inferred that he's made to the DOJ, you better know. This government has to take this seriously. This is the time that the Fed has to say nobody is above the law. Because while the Democrats claim this, they've been above the law. No more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.